Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The White House says Russia has further isolated itself by carrying out airstrikes in Syria and is putting itself in jeopardy. Russian jets staged more airstrikes in Syria Thursday. Here's reporter Jamie Detmer on who the Americans and Russians are targeting.
The Americans are targeting and their allies are targeting more in the east of Syria, where the Islamic State has its caliphate, which is based around the town of Raqqa and Deir ez-Zor, and to parts just north of Aleppo, where the Islamic State has been fighting more moderate brigades, which are backed by the West and by Gulf State countries. The area where the Russian jets have been bombing is in Hama province, Homs, and around, we hear last night, around Idlib. This is not an Islamic State area. It is controlled very much by an alliance called the Army of Conquest, which is allied to Jabhat al-Nusra, the al-Qaeda affiliate. But there's a broad swathe of different groups there, some more moderate Islamist, some hardline Islamist, and they're very focused on bringing down Assad.
Jamie Detmer reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu offered a blistering condemnation of the Iranian nuclear deal in a speech to the UN General Assembly Thursday in New York. In that same speech, Mr. Netanyahu also condemned Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas's speech on Wednesday as rejectionism of the peace process. Mr. Abbas said the Palestinians are no longer bound by the Oslo peace agreement. The general behind last month's failed coup in Burkina Faso has surrendered to the transitional government. VOA's French to Africa service reports that General Guibert Diendéré received assurances that he would not be killed and that he would receive a fair trial. This is VOA News. An American C-130 military transport plane crashed at Jalalabad Airport in eastern Afghanistan, killing at least 11 people. That crash happened earlier today. Cause of the accident still under investigation. U.S. defense officials at Bagram Airfield in Afghanistan said the crew, comprised of six U.S. service members, died in the crash. Taliban claims to have shot down the aircraft, but has not been officially confirmed. UN High Commissioner for Refugees saying that 700,000 asylum seekers will reach Europe via the Mediterranean this year. The UNHCR is projecting the same number of refugees will arrive next year. Earlier in the week, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon urged world leaders at the General Assembly to show compassion and courage in their approach to Europe's refugee crisis and not to build walls to keep refugees out. President Obama has condemned the latest mass shooting to hit the United States, this time in the state of Oregon. At least 10 people were killed in the gunfire on Thursday, with about 20 others wounded. The story now from VOA's Zlatica Hoek.
A clearly frustrated President Obama addressed Americans Thursday after the latest U.S. school massacre.
As I said just a few months ago, and I said a few months before that, and I said each time we see one of these mass shootings, our thoughts and prayers are not enough.
Obama lamented what he called a routine response to these routine shootings in the United States, especially by those who oppose any gun control legislation.
Right now, I can imagine the press release is being cranked out. We need more guns, they'll argue. Fewer gun safety laws.
The president appealed to voters to press legislators for reasonable gun control. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
South Korean envoy says the United Nations may consider expanding a ban on the flow of luxury goods and strategic materials into North Korea if Pyongyang fires a long-range rocket. Recently, North Korea made a series of threats implying a long-range rocket launch and nuclear test. It indicated it would launch a long-range rocket to mark the 70th anniversary of the founding of the ruling Workers' Party on October the 10th. North Korea is expected to showcase its military might with a massive military parade. And World Bank President Jim Yong Kim challenged governments around the world Thursday to address the problem of inequality by promoting the idea of shared prosperity. But he said doing so will require tailoring policies to help the bottom 40% of populations in developing countries.
That's the latest world news from VOA.